Researchers from the University of California Cooperative Extension held a walnut field day this week at Castle Farms near Atwater. Field experts have been conducting walnut crop trials on a section of land donated to the research. UCCE Merced Farm Advisor David Dole showed growers' findings on headed versus unheaded trees.
This trial is comparing basically two different types of pruning treatments. One is where we left these trees completely unheaded after the first year growth. So we had a long whip, about 12 to 15 feet. And we are comparing that to more of the traditional heading that back to 6 feet and the continual heading cuts that you make on more of a traditional pruning. We've found no growth differences in regards to trunk and in some cases height. We didn't see much of a difference in the amount of light that we intercepted in July of last year, so July of the third leaf. But we did see a doubling of yield in the unheaded trees. So the unheaded trees produced around 1,300 pounds per acre, in contrast to the headed trees, which produce around 650 pounds per acre.
More time is needed in the trial to see if there are any further negatives down the road. Dole added that unheaded trees result in a totally different crop when it comes to daily management and operations. UCCE weed specialist Brad Hansen showed participants test trials on a recently approved product for walnuts called Zeus.
So Zeus is not as broad spectrum as some herbicides, but it's quite strong on yellow nutsedge. So if you've got a mixed weed population, you're probably going to have to build a program that gets after all the weeds in that spectrum. But I think Zeus is going to be a very strong product. Particularly over a couple of year period, it'll really suppress the nutsedge populations.
Hansen said these field days allow publication of their research and findings, information that growers can directly use in their crop management.
Well, it's really fun to talk about registered products and say you could try this year, next year. This is really what I like about my job. I do a lot of herbicide testing work, but ultimately we need to get that information to the growers and help solve weed problems.
For AgNetWest.com, I'm Taylor Hillman.